They called you the best looking girl in the country?
Well, that's what they told me when I was young.
They did? Who told you that?
The neighbors around.
They did? With the neighbor boy?
No, no boy. I never had a lot of boyfriends.
You did?
No. And my husband and dad was dead 20 years and I never thought of looking at another man. I didn't chance to marry. I could marry a man with money, but I didn't want him. I don't believe in marrying unless it's love.
Yeah.
I don't. I just think it's awful if you're marrying somebody if you don't love them. I would never know my own heart if I didn't love them. That's just the way I feel about marriage.
Did your family go to church a lot when you were young?
Yes, and we had to go all the time. We never was allowed to miss.
You weren't? You mean your dad's mom made you go every...
We had to go. They made us go.
They did?
Come in.
That's my neighbor.
Hello.
Huh?
Okay, just sit up there, honey. You want to come in?
It's all clean for you.
Huh?
It's all clean for you. Nice and clean.
Okay.
You know, that's okay.
No. This is some of my relation of Porter.
J.C.
J.C. Porter. You know Dale. Yeah,
he's getting chilly out.
He's from Marion, Indiana. This is the first time we've met him. He's fixing our family tree back.
Oh, that's a good idea.
He came over to see Aunt Kate thinking maybe he could get some information.
Well, I know my sister can give him quite a bit.
You say your dad made you go to church every Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Where'd you go to church at?
Well, we lived about Clark, Kentucky.
Yeah.
We lived about 2 miles. And we just allowed a pair of shoes every so often.
Yeah.
And we had to take care of them, and we'd go work with it. We'd get to the top of the hill, and then we'd sit down and put our shoes on.
So what church did you go to?
Methodist.
Old Fairview?
No, Old Fairview was on my way. Fairview was where Uncle Steve lived.
Yeah.
This was Stark, Kentucky.
And you went to the Stark Methodist
Stark
Church?
Stark Methodist Church.
Yeah. Was your dad a good Christian man?
Yes. My mother was, too.
Is that Aunt Bess?
That's her. Where'd you find her?
Right here.
Now that's her. Could you recognize that with any of them? I don't think so.
Quite a bit older here.
I think it'd be this one from the looks of it. You said this was Lucy, and that's probably you, and that'd be Bess.
Yeah. Well, I'm younger than Bess. No, Bess is younger than me.
Yeah.
I'm next. I guess that's me right here.
Bess was a tall girl, was she?
No.
She wasn't tall?
Uh-uh.
Were you taller than Bess?
Yeah. Yeah. I've got all of our pictures there together, Dale. Me and my mother and Lucy and all of us is all together.
We're in here?
Somewhere in there.
We'll find them if they're in here.
We're all taking a picture. They take them all together. I was about the tallest one of them all, I guess.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is this you right here? That's the tallest girl.
Well, it might be. I don't know, say because I don't know.
But of course, these girls, well, they're probably about done growing. They look like they're...
But Bess was always kind of chubby. It's there somewhere, Dale.
There's Uncle Floyd right there.
Huh?
There's Uncle Floyd right there.
He just died this fall.
This fall?
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple months ago?
When must he die? This fall?
I thought it was last fall. I thought he's been dead about a year. Hasn't he? Or not? I don't know. I forget.
You remember you've been talking about my brother dying. Was it this last fall?
I thought it was.
Well, now he died before Steve, didn't he?
Oh, no.
Didn't he?
Steve's been dead for a long time.
No, I'm talking about my son.
Oh, yeah, he died.
Well, see, Steve died in July, so it'd been the last fall. He's been dead about a year, Aunt Kate.
Well,
Your mom looks awful old in this picture, doesn't she?
Huh?
Your mom looks awful old in this picture.
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, here's the girls.
Here's us girls, all of us. Now, here I am. You see, I'm the tallest. Here's Bess, and there's Lucy, the oldest one. And that's my mother.
Yeah, you used to be a good-looking girl, Mrs. Jackson.
When I was very young, I was.
Never know,
it's looking at me now.
Go ahead.
You see, so this one is probably Bess. You said that this is Bess here on the end.
That's Bess, sir.
You say for sure that this is Bess.
Oh, that's Lucy. I know it is.
Oh, that's Lucy.
Yeah, that's the oldest one. It's Lucy and Andy, I know that's them. I know that's my father.
Well, then is this you here?
Well, it must be.
Or this
one? I don't know which one's me.
Well, let's see. You're the tallest one here, so I think that'd be you there. Then this would be Bess right here.
I don't look like it.
You don't. But you said this one's Lucy.
Yeah, that's Lucy. Let's see. There's Bess and me and Lucy and my mother. Bess and then I'm right here by Bess. See, I'm the tallest.
Yeah. Well, this girl's the tallest here. And this is, you said this was Lucy.
Yeah.
So that just leaves Bess, but you said that doesn't look like this.
No, I sure don't.
Oh.
Bess was always chubby. She looked old when she was young. Because she had to work hard. She raised all of us children. My mother worked in the store, and she had 10 children. And
your mom did?
My mother had 10 children.
Yeah.
And my mother worked in the store, and when the children were born, she just turned them over to my sister, and my sister raised them. She was just the mother to all of us.
Hmm. Yeah, I was saying your mom looks awful old in this picture.
Well, when Nate was picking, I guess, she had her syphilis, and she come when you're dying.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
She had syphilis? What'd you say?
Ear syphilis.
Ear syphilis?
Ear syphilis. I don't know what that is or what it is, but she liked to die.
Oh.
It's, and they had to cut her hair off. Mm-hmm. No, she ain't had no syphilis. My mother was the smartest woman who's ever walked on two legs. If I do say it, she was my mother. She said, I'd be all right if I didn't have such a temper. She said, I had too much temper. I said, well, ain't nobody going to do something, rub it in on me. I'll hold my own with any of them. I don't believe in letting people run over you. I believe in holding your own.
Do you remember when your brother was killed?
No, I sure don't.
Do you remember how it happened and all that?
Well, I remember how it happened, and I hate to tell you. Andy was going with a married woman.
He was?
Yes. And he went with her, and they didn't get married, and she turned in and married somebody else, thought she was fighting my brother. Well, my brother didn't want her.
You mean she wasn't married at the time? She was engaged. She was going to be married.
Yes, but she went with him after she married.
Oh.
She was going with him, and she kept writing to my brother. Andy,
yeah.
who is the cause of my brother's death. And she wrote and told Andy to meet her at a certain place, this married woman did. And my brother did, told his friend about it, and then he told some of her people. And they killed him over there, my brother. And my brother was just as innocent as you are of going with some married woman right now.
Yeah.
He never would have thought, he didn't believe in that. But my oldest, Andy was, I do say it, he done wrong. He knew she'd married.
Well, how did it happen? How did they have to meet up with him?
Well, my brother Ed had a mill where you grind cornmeal.
Yeah.
He had that mill, and he'd work all day that day, and he had a girlfriend, and he was going to go see her that night in Sandy Hook. He was going to go see her, and he bought her, that's when they wore them, or used them feather fans. He bought her a fan to take to her, and he stopped in the store, and he told somebody in there about my brother getting word from this married woman, and they went right and told her people.
Yeah.
And her husband and her brother killed my brother in death.
They did.
And they had a $10,000 or a $5,000 reward for him. They skipped out in the night and they never was seen or heard tell of.
Huh. Those two men.
Yeah, the one that killed my brother. And one of them wrote back to some of their people and he said, Ed Porter walks with me at day and sleeps with me in the night. His conscience.
Hmm.
But they got away and they never did get them.
Yeah.
And they never did come back to that country.
Who were the two men?
Well, one was the girl's, she was a Skeens, S-K-W-N-S. And her father was a minister.
I was sitting down.
This girl that my brother was going with, her father was a minister and a Sunday school teacher. And when my brother was, when they shot him, see, Mikey just couldn't get saved, and he sent for this girl's father to come and pray for him.
Yeah.
And he came to pray for him, and he kept saying, Ed, what's the trouble? He said, well, Mr. Skeens, it's hard to say. And I got there and heard this. He said, it's hard to say that you love the man that takes your life. He said, well, you have to say it. And he looked up and he said, Lord, I love everybody. And he was saved right then. He died that day. I do remember that part of it. And I held his hand for a nice bird lifted. I was on one side of the bed holding his hand and your dad was on the other side. We both held his hand till he died.
You said they shot him.
Yeah, they shot him. They shot him and then one of them tried to cut his throat with a knife.
He lived after that, though.
Oh, yes, he lived, and as I said, he had to get saved. So he lived till he got saved. But that would be hard to say you love the man that took your life now. That would be hard to say.
Yeah.
And when he told this girl's father that, he said, well, Ed, you have to say it. And he said, well, he said he looked up, he'd been praying, and he just looked up and he said, Lord, I love everybody. And he didn't want to get the word out of his mouth that he was saved. He meant it. He did. He loved him. He had to before he'd get right with the Lord. But he died happy.
He was just about 20 when he died.
I really don't know his age. But he was more than 20. He had taught two schools. I imagine he was teaching school when that was taken. Hey, why don't you check out your food?
I'm going to check it. I just wanted to bring them over to you. I just wanted to bring them over to you. You still understand the trees, you know. I like things like that, historical.
Huh?
I like things like that, you know, historical. Family trees. You believe my Auntie Opie was a relative of mine?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Distant, yeah. Auntie Opie was a relative of mine. My family and stuff. We have an English background.
Hmm.
It's interesting.
Do you remember the story behind when your dad got killed?
Well, I'm going to think a little. He was killed at Sandy Hook, Kentucky, I know that. And my brother Andy was applying for a first class certificate for a school teacher. And he had taught school, and none of the party was applying for that, for first class certificate. And let's see now, how was that? My father had went to Sandy Hook that day, and he told somebody up there that this fellow said that he would kill every quarter of the name before he'd let them teach that school.
Who said that?
The man that killed my father.
Cagley man?
Huh?
Was his name Cagley?
What was it called?
Cagley?
No, it wasn't him. I don't know who it was, I don't remember. But anyway, he said up at Sandy Hook, somebody told him he'd kill him for the name before they let them teach the school. And they killed him. They killed him right there. He didn't live, and he just killed him right then. He never lived to say nothing. They said when he had failed, he said, "Lord, have mercy on my wife and children."
Yeah.
And so it very much so. I remember that.
Didn't it happen in the sheriff's office?
It happened in at Sandy Hook, but I don't know if it was in the office or not. I imagine it was. I don't know.
How did everybody in your family take it?
Huh?
How did everybody in your family and around there take it?
I love my father better than I love my own self.
You did?
I love my father better than I did my mother. Because I was always out on the farm with him. I didn't like housework. I just wanted to work on the farm. And I told my father, I said, "Well, you can make me go to school, but you can't make me learn. You might as well take me out and put me in the stock field. I'll cut stalks. And I could do anything on a farm that a man could do. I've done everything on a farm that a man could do. I've plowed, I've hired ground, I've built fence, I've cut corn, and I've shot corn. I'd swing that old plow around there, and I've done everything on a farm a man could do." And he said, "Well, that's the way you feel." And I said, "Well, that's the way I feel. I'll work on a farm." But I didn't want to go to school. I haven't had any education, and I've never regretted it.
How far did you go in school?
Huh?
How many grades?
Oh, about the fourth or fifth grade, I guess. I'd sit behind my sister and some of them and copy off of them. Well, I just didn't like school and I didn't intend to go. If they'd have went me every day, I'd still wouldn't have went to school. I'd have went, but I'd have come back. I wouldn't learn. So my dad said, "Well, that's the way you feel. We'll just take out and put you in the stock field." I said, "That suits me." And I started working the field when I was 8 years old. Then in farm. And that was pretty young.
Yeah.
And I worked until I got married and left me.
Your dad raised a lot of corn, did he?
Not a whole lot of corn. Just enough to feed his stock. But he bought a lot of stock, but he'd buy it to sell and drive it to market, and he made a good living that way.
Yeah.
We never wanted for anything. We never had a whole lot, but we always had plenty to eat. And that bed to sleep on, that was sufficient.
Did he hire a lot of people around there to work for him?
He had, because my brother both taught school, he had sometimes two men and sometimes one. And he'd tell them if they could keep up with me, he'd pay them extra, and they couldn't neither one of them keep up with me. I was a worker when I was young, now I will say that. And I've worked up since.
You sure have.
I sure have. I had a big house over here. I had 6 rooms upstairs, and I kept rooms after my husband died. And I never went on no charity, and I said I'd never ask for no help. And I've made my living for all them years, and I've never asked for no help. Church over there come over and wanted to know if I didn't want to sign up and get some stuff. I said, I'm not on welfare. And they said, well, you're on a low income. I said, well, I made it. I said, I'll still make it. I've made it all these years, and I'll still make it till I die.
I guess I thought it's Steve. Thanks,
Bob. Uh-huh.
Nice to see you.
Nice to meet you.
Well, come back, Jeannie.
Yeah, I will. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, honey. One Salvation Army girl.
You never heard him say nothing about your Grandpa Porter?
No, I never heard him talk at all about him.
You did?
Uh-uh.
You've been at the Fairview Church, haven't you?
Yeah.
You know he's buried up there? Your Grandpa Porter, you know they were buried there?
No. Were they?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. I know when my mother died, she talked of going back to Kentucky and be buried, and then she changed her mind. She was buried here. And when my sister was here from Montana, when was it, 2 or 3 years ago? About 3 years ago?
Yeah, before you moved down, when you still lived over there?
Well, about 3 years ago, I think it was, she was here. And we went back to Kentucky. And we went to the old cemetery, and we never could find our father's grave. Never could find it.
Good.
No.
He's buried old Fairview, too.
I know it. But we couldn't find his grave. And we found the church and all like that.
Yeah.
And but we never could find our father's grave. And they seemed to think that it had been... The church set up on... Was you ever there?
Yeah, I was there
set
just
up
last
on,
month.
Was you? Yeah. Set up on the bank. And the people seemed to think that they'd been high waters and that it had washed that monument away.
Your dad's tombstone is still there, and so is your brother's.
It is.
Yeah, they're right there in the back of the cemetery.
Well, we couldn't find it.
You came up the hill and in the church.
Yeah.
The church says facing this way, facing
yeah.
the front.
Yeah.
And there's some tombstones over here. Then he's back here in the back, in that back corner.
Well, we were all around there and we couldn't find it.
I think he's got a sort of a tall monument with a coin on the top.
Yeah.
I think that's how he'll do.
Well, that's funny. We went all over and we never could find it. And Sister Sherry wanted to find it so bad. Well, I did too. And we never could find it. And some of them said, well, imagine that the water had got high and had washed it away. That's what they told us.
Do you know any of the Porters that live down there now?
Who's all Andy's kids? And did they all move
away
from
there? Oh, I don't know where they're at, Dale. They, some of them moved to Dayton, and I don't know what ever become of them. They come to see me, you know, once after they see Andy's boy used to room with me. And I kept him for nearly nothing. And when he left, I was good to him, and he owed a lot of telephone bills, and I couldn't forget it, I'd pay for them. And I was so good to him, and his wife seemed to think the world all of me. And they come to see me one time, and I wasn't home, and they never did come back. That's when I lived over there. So I don't know where they're at. They're in Dayton, I guess. Mm. But they didn't think much of me to be that close and not come and hunt me up.
No.
Because I've been here, and I said, I've been here so many years that I'm well known here if I do see it. Ought to be, living here. I lived over a big red brick over there for, I think it was about 20 years, wasn't it? I lived there when your twins was little. And then when I moved from there, I moved up over the funeral home, and I lived there 17 years.
Well, you lived across the street there in that brick house across the street, too.
Huh?
You lived across the street there in the 40s in that brick house there on Broad. Remember that?
You mean there where Seaball's on?
Well,
I never lived across the street from that.
Yeah, she did, too.
I lived at 125 South Road.
Yeah, I know, but you live right down here, too.
Well, that was on 2nd Avenue.
No, no, right on Broad Street.
Well, yes, it was Broad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't live there long.
Well, you lived there a couple, 3 years, didn't you?
Yeah.
What's the name of the cemetery your mom's buried at?
Woodside.
And that's it in town.
Yeah, it's right out here.
When were you married? Were you married in Carter County?
No.
You weren't?
West Virginia.
West Virginia?
Yeah.
Well, what were you doing over there?
Well, I lived in Ashland, Kentucky. I was staying in Ashland, Kentucky. I was working for doing housework.
Well, you were?
Yeah. I was doing housework there when I went to West Virginia.
Did you meet your husband there when you were doing housework?
No, I met him there in Ashland, Kentucky.
Oh, he was? Mm-hmm. And then you went to West, just crossed the border and got married?
Yeah.
What year was that?
Well, I've got a record of it. My girl's got the record of things. I ain't got no record of her or nothing. She's got a few records I have got. She got them up there. So, well, I just can't tell you right off. But she's got the record of it.
And he was Jack Jackson?
Well, his name wasn't Jack. That was a nickname.
George.
Walter.
George?
Huh?
George.
George Walter.
Okay.
You know, I always went by the name. There's a nickname they give him.
Yeah.
I always went by that name.
See, your oldest sister, Lucy, moved to Idaho.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Idaho?
I can't think right now. You ought to know. You've been there, haven't you?
Yeah, I was there, but I can't remember. Boise, Idaho. Was it Boise?
I don't know.
I really don't know.
It wasn't too far from Salt Lake City, but I don't know.
Too many years ago.
she was living when you were there?
Oh yeah.
How long has she been dead?
How long has Lucy been dead?
Lord, I don't know. I really don't know.
She got a lot of kids out there now?
Well, I
think they live in California, don't they?
I just had a letter from the one girl today, and she's in Oregon.
Oregon?
You've got her address then.
Mm-hmm.
Is that letter handed?
Yeah.
Where's it at? I'll get it in, Kate. Right here?
Yes, there's some more, Dale. That's what we were talking about today. I think this is it. I don't feel that I'm blocked away.
Maybe.
But it's in here, I think. I haven't checked the trash can yet.
A lot of time to go back like this.
Yeah, it does. I didn't show you my chart. This is just my dad's. My direct ancestors. I've got one of those from my mom's. See, there's my dad and my grandpa. There's a brother to Jim.
That is, Dale. It's Lena Baker in somewhere.
Lena Baker? Lena's her first name?
Lena Baker.
Yeah, and this is Lucy's daughter.
Yeah.
I'll write that down here. And you say you also have, you have Sarah's address also?
No, I'm just going to look.
Oh. That's a microfilm copy at work. They, you know, they microfilm all the drawings.
Uh-huh. So this is
all that. Took my charge.
I'm going to give you this, Dale. I know you're one.
Oh, yeah. Mom and Dad. That's an old man.